Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 13 of the Goal Getter podcast. And in today's episode, I'm going to share four secrets that are essential for your weight loss motivation. Okay. And I'm really excited to dive into this today because I know motivation is a really big thing for a lot of people. Many people, they don't feel motivated that often. And when you're not feeling motivated, it's not really a great place to be in, especially if it drags on for a really, really long time. Because when you're not feeling motivated, you don't feel like eating healthy food. You don't feel like moving your body. And in fact, you're normally in a situation where you're moving even further away from your goal, because when you don't feel motivated, you feel like sitting on the sofa every night watching Netflix and eating biscuits and chocolate. You're making excuses for, you know, not doing the things that would help you move towards your goals, right? So first of all, it's important to realize that you're not going to feel motivated all the time, because nobody does, and that's okay. But I want you to understand that motivation is actually a feeling. It's a state. And what that means is we can choose to feel motivated at any moment and any time. And that's actually really, really amazing, because that means that you can choose to feel motivated and get that motivated feeling back at any moment. But many people don't do that, because what many people do is when they don't feel motivated, they sit there and they wait for motivation to come back. They wait for something external to happen in their life for motivation to come and hit them in the face again, right? And that's, you know, first of all, you're going to have your days where you're not motivated, right? Which is normal. Everybody has them. But if that like starts to go into weeks, months, you know, and then it's 6 months of not feeling motivated, where you've been going like the completely opposite direction of where you want to be and eating lots of unhealthy food, not taking care of yourself, that's you need to get back in control, because it's our responsibility. We are responsible for how we feel, right? And you can choose to get that motivated feeling back at any moment, okay? So waiting for motivation to come back, waiting for something external to happen, it's a really kind of dangerous place to be in, because you could be waiting there for months just for something to come along. But you can actually choose to do certain things, make a certain decision, take a certain action, look at something in a different way, and motivation can actually come back instantly. Okay, so before I kind of dive into things today, I want you to understand that motivation is a feeling, it's a state. It's something that we can drop in and out of. You know, some days you're motivated, some days you're not. Totally fine, very normal. Everybody has that. But if the motivation feeling carries on for months on end, you have to realize that it's your responsibility for you to take control and do something, make a different decision, take some sort of action to get that motivated feeling back, rather than waiting for external things or something to happen in your life for motivation to kind of to get that motivation feeling back, right? So from today forward, I want you to realize that you could choose to get that motivated feeling back in any moment, okay? You can actually choose to do that. So the first thing that I want to talk about today is all about goal setting, how you set your goals, and what's really important and how that can actually affect motivation. So many people, when they come to work with us in the academy, they're coming in and they have these big goals. I want to lose 2 stone, 3 stone, 4 stone, 5 stone, 6 stone, whatever it is. And people are so focused on that end goal. It's like, this is what I want to achieve at the end. And while that goal has its place, it is important. If you're focusing on that all the time, it's going to impact your motivation because that goal is far away. For some people, it could be 6 months, a year, 2 years. It's not in the immediate future. So when you're thinking about it, it feels heavy. It feels far away. It feels overwhelming. You don't know if you can get there. You doubt yourself. You're like, oh, it's way in the distance, right? And we, you know, as human beings, we love that like instant gratification. We love that, you know, that feeling of I'm taking action and I'm going to see, I'm going to feel and see results, you know, pretty quick. So when you're like focusing on that big goal all the time, you're really, what's the best way to say this, you're going to be losing the motivation because that goal actually seems so far away. So what we do in the academy is we get our clients to, first of all, look at, you know, break down their big goal into like 90 day chunks, but then we break it down even further and we bring it down into like a monthly goal and also a weekly goal. What is it that you would want to achieve in 7 days? And if you're doing this in the right way, it's going to be so much more achievable. So for example, if somebody is thinking about the scales, and we don't focus a lot on this on the scales in the academy, but just I know that everybody will be able to relate to this, like a healthy weight loss. Normally the scales are completely inaccurate and very flawed, but typically it would be like 1 to 2 pounds per week. So if somebody, you know, that would be a kind of healthy weight loss a week, right? Or the other thing that you which would be more ideal would be like focusing on your measurements. So having a couple of centimeters reduced from your waist, okay? Maybe 1 centimeter a week, right? And you're focusing on you're tracking your progress in that way. So you'd say, okay, in 7 days, I would like to lose a centimeter from around my waist. That's my goal, right? And these are the action steps that I need to do in order for that to happen. So if you want to lose 1 centimeter from your waist, 1 or 2 centimeters, right? It will, like, results vary, folks, of course, based on how much weight a person has to lose. And there's a lot of other factors involved as well. But if you want to lose, say, a couple of centimeters from your waist, what do you have to do in order for that to happen? Okay, so what are the action steps that are going to, you know, bring you to that goal? So the action, and we get our clients to do, okay, what are like two to three action steps that you need to do this week that's going to bring you to that goal? And then it could be something like, okay, I need to plan. The first thing could be like, I need to plan my week and ensure that my food shopping is done. Each day, I need to ensure that I'm having 3 meals per day and healthy snacks in between when I'm hungry. And for somebody, it might be doing 3 workouts. And then say, for example, the third action step could be no unhealthy snacking in the evening and focusing on healthy snacks in the evening, right? So that could be like 3 focuses for the week. And if somebody takes that action, then that's going to help them move towards that, drop in their centimeters. Or maybe they want their jeans to feel looser. Maybe they're like almost, you know, they've got this pair of jeans and they're a little bit snug. And by the end of 7 days, because we also know like within 7 days, if you're like consistent, you know, we can see change within 7 days, right? But maybe they just need a little bit more room in those jeans. And that's what they want to achieve in 7 days, right? Or 14 days, whatever it is. Okay, but what I want you to see here is that breaking things down into manageable chunks is so much more motivating than focusing on the big end goal. Because if I say to you, if we're talking about this and I say, okay, like, what do you need to do to like lose 2 centimeters or to get those jeans, you know, buttoned nicely and comfortable for you, what are the action steps? And then you're going to be able to think, I need to do, okay, X, Y, Z. And it's going to seem so, you're like, I can do that. Like that's achievable for me, right? Because it's smaller, it's easier, it's manageable, it's less overwhelming, right? And very, very, very important, folks, if you are constantly focusing on that big end goal, yeah, it's going to feel, it's not going to feel so motivating because it's far away, it's in the distance. So moving forward, you have to focus on those smaller weekly, monthly chunks and break your goals down into smaller manageable goals, okay? So that is the first tip that I wanted to share with you today, or the first secret. The second secret that I want to share with you is, I want to ask you, and I want you to think about this, what season are you in this year, right? So we have different seasons, okay? And they will vary from person to person, okay? Depending on your work, depending on your personal life, depending on your family situation, depending on what's going on in the world. You know, there are a lot of different factors or variables that come into play when we're looking at what season am I in, right? Well, first of all, we can look at this from a macro level and a micro level. So the micro level would be the season of your cycle in terms of your menstrual cycle, okay? Because our motivation won't stay really high all month, because also our energy changes throughout the month and our hormones change throughout the month, right? So for example, I'm always going to use myself as an example because it's easier. I'll probably have like 3 weeks in the month where I feel more motivated. And then there'll be like a week in the month where I'm like not motivated and not wanting to exercise and not feeling like I want to exercise either. Everything feels a lot harder and snackier. And for me, that is always the week before my period. I'm usually way more PMS before, like, you know, that kind of week before. And when I come into my period, I feel I you know, after the first couple of days, I generally start to feel more like better. So that's a season, right? That's a season in my month. I don't go into the month thinking that I'm going to be like firing on all cylinders throughout the whole month, because hormones won't allow that to happen. And sometimes with women, they're like trying to go against their own physiology, right? And that's impossible. And then they're saying that they're a failure, or that there's something wrong with them because they can't keep going, or they're not feeling motivated all the time. It's just basic physiology. We're not going to feel like that all the time. So I would, you know, be more, how could I say this? I would set myself bigger goals, or I would challenge myself more on the weeks when I'm not, you know, near my period. And then when I'm in my period, when I'm coming into my period, that week before my period, I take things a lot slower. I eat a bit more. I won't move as much in terms of I'm not doing like my, like I'm not lifting weights really, or typically I won't run when I'm coming up to my period either. So I completely changed my schedule on that week coming up to my period, because I'm just listening to my body. I'm not forcing my body to do things when it doesn't want to do it. And I feel that I have such a good balance now with how I feel at different times of the month, and that I can change my routines based on that. So that's really like, when we're looking at things on a micro level, what season are you in, right? And it's okay to have one week of the month where you don't feel 100%, or you don't feel like, you know, doing much, right? Or you eat a little bit more. It's really normal. So start to tune in and think, okay, because for some people, they feel okay the week up to their period, right? And some women, the week of their period, they feel worse. And in that, you don't want to push yourself, right? So you also have to adjust your goals in those periods. Because what's going to demotivate you is, like, say, for example, if you have the week of your period and you feel exhausted and you feel tired and you don't, you're eating a bit more and, you know, you're just not feeding yourself, but then you set yourself this crazy goal of, like, you know, losing centimeters, but also realize you're going to be heavier on your cycle as well, and you're going to probably be bloated, you'll have more water retention. So you're setting yourself a crazy goal, but also, and it's not going to be possible, because we have so many things that are changing in our body, which are physical changes that we can't do anything about. You know, we'll feel bigger in that week as well. And so you're setting yourself a goal and it's never going to be achievable anyway. And then you're giving yourself a hard time because you're not actually, because you feel guilty because you're not able to get up and, like, push yourself as much as you normally would. So it's silly, because we're actually setting ourselves up for failure in those moments when we're just in a season where our body actually needs to take it easy. So, and then that you'll feel demotivated because you're putting pressure on yourself, even though, like, we have to tune into our bodies. So that's more on a micro level, thinking of, okay, what season are you in your month, in your cycle? And then when we're looking at it on a macro level, we're looking at it on a season of just the year itself. So if I look at me personally, I have seasons where work is more busy, work is less busy. When I'm, like, on the run up to the kind of enrollment for the reset, I'm in a busy season. So I really adjust goals. I adjust my expectations. I'm a lot more lenient on myself because, you know, things have to shift in those periods. If you have a period with work and it's really busy, you have to shift your goals. You have to shift your personal expectations on yourself, or else you're going to be, you know, having these big, crazy goals, but other things in life are going to come in. It's going to make it harder for you. And then you're not going to achieve what you want. And then you're going to feel demotivated and feel like a failure. So we have to adjust our expectations, and we have to see, like, okay, what season am I in right now? Is this a busy time with work? Okay, well, let's tone things down a bit. Let's not have such a big goal for myself, right? Let's maybe focus on maintenance, okay? Let's maybe focus on, or for example, if I'm like in a more busy, stressful kind of period with work, it's more like, okay, more mindfulness type stuff. So more meditation, more yoga, more stretching, rather than running high intensity, those kind of like vicious types of movement. My body needs more calmness in those times. Maybe with your kids, with your partner, with whatever, with maybe like your family, maybe what your parents are needing some help. Maybe they're like, because they're health is not so good. So what season are you in? And it's okay to adjust the expectations that you have on yourself based on that season. Okay. It's something that people don't really think about. People think that they can go through every single week and that they're going to feel on top of things and they're going to feel focused. And, you know, you can, and that you can expect to see the same outcome all the time in terms of, like, results, but you're not going to, because there's also hormones that are going to play a role physically and inside our bodies. And that also, you know, dictates our mood as well. And then there's going to be things that are going on in your life as well. The most important thing is that when a season is finished, that you, in terms of when you come out of a busy season of work, that you do pick yourself back up again, and you don't allow that season to, with that, like, low motivated feeling to continue, even though you now have space and time to actually start, you know, picking things up again. Okay. So that is secret number two. What season are you in? And I would love to hear from you what season you're in right now. So make sure that you head over to Instagram and you can follow me. My handle is I am Anna Wallace. And tag me in your stories. Let me know what season you're in right now, because you might get a little bit of a light bulb moment and you might think, oh, you know what? Like, I'm in a season now. Maybe you're in a season where you have more time and more space, so you're really able to go for it. And then your motivation is going to be high. But maybe on the other hand, maybe you're in a season where it's really busy and you're going to adjust your goals and adjust your expectations. And therefore, you're not going to feel demotivated because you're not reaching the kind of crazy goals that you're setting for yourself. Okay. And secret number three is all about tracking in multiple ways. If you're solely focusing on the scales all the time, well, you are signing up to a lifetime of feeling demotivated because that scale is dictating how you feel, right? If you jump on the scale, and I know this because it used to be the same for me. If you jump on the scale and the scale shows that you've lost weight, you're happy. If you jump on the scale and it shows that you've gained weight, you're distraught and you're thinking about what you should do today to lose weight. And that could be a pound, 2 pounds. And it's silly. And I'm not going to dive too much into this right now because I have a whole episode on the scales. I think it's possibly episode 3. It's right at the start of the podcast, and I would highly recommend that you go back and listen to it if the scales is something that you're struggling with. But you have to realize that our weight fluctuates on a daily basis, and it can fluctuate up to half a stone, right, on a daily basis. And if you wake up one day and you are, say, for example, you weigh yourself, and then you get up the next day and you weigh yourself again and you're 3 pounds heavier, that is not fat mass. There's literally, it's you would have to eat. If I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing this calculation correctly in my own mind, but if it would be 3 pounds of fat gain, I think it would possibly be around 10,000 calories that you would need to eat in excess for that to be fat gain, fat mass. I don't really know many people that eat 10,000 calories in one day. So that's what you have to understand here, is that the fluctuation on the day by day is it's a natural response happening in our body. And you would have to eat a lot of food in 24 hours for that to be actual fat mass, right? So how many times are you jumping on the scales and you're seeing that fluctuation and you're getting annoyed and you're getting pissed off at yourself because you're thinking it's fat gain, but it's not, it's just a natural fluctuation in your body, which can be based on your hormones, the amount of salt you have consumed, and the type of food that you've consumed, whether or not you went to the toilet, where you are in your cycle, if you're feeling bloated, if you've had a lot of caffeine. There are so many different things that come into play here. So if you're going to just be focusing on the scale all the time and you're doing it every single day, yeah, you're probably going to feel demotivated all the time in your weight loss experience, because you're looking at something that is inaccurate. Why would you put yourself through that? So it's very important that if you're going to weigh yourself, you know, really you want to do it less to see an even more accurate number. But as I said to my clients the other day, if I was to weigh myself now, I would be heavier than I was, I don't know, like maybe 7 years ago, but I'm in better shape now. I've got more muscle mass. I've got more muscle mass, and that's why I'm heavier. I'm leaner. I'm stronger. I'm in better shape. I'm fitter. But if I looked at the scales right now, the scales would tell me that I would be, I'm bigger, right? And I, you know, and if I didn't know how to interpret that, you know, that could make me feel demotivated. So you have to be very, very careful, because if you're also someone that is exercising, the scale will go up. It will go up. And people get really agitated and get very frustrated when the scale starts to go up, even though their body is actually going in better shape. Can you see how confusing and how flawed this is? So if you want to feel more motivated when you're losing, when you're on this weight loss journey, and even when you're on your maintenance journey, you have to ditch the scales and you have to track in multiple ways: measurements, photos, clothing, how you feel, right? Because that also matters. How do you feel? Like, it doesn't matter if you jump on the scale and you're 3 pounds heavier, but you feel amazing. You feel strong. You feel fit. Like, you feel in control. That's what matters. The number is irrelevant. And I know people are talking about BMI and all that kind of stuff. I know people who are extremely fit and healthy. They go on if they go by the BMI, they're overweight. They're obese. This is an old-fashioned way of looking at weight and health. Very, very, very flawed. So folks, if you want to be motivated, you want to feel motivated more often, you have to get the scales away, put them in your garage, smash them, whatever you have to do. I got rid of mine, and that was just the end of it. That there was nothing I could do about it. And you know how you feel. You know if you put your jeans on and they are tighter. You know if you feel bloated. You need to tap into that more, though. You need to tap into the awareness of how you actually feel rather than ignoring it. Okay. Tracking in multiple ways is key, so that you're always seeing the bigger picture. And then when you're seeing the bigger picture, you're going to feel more motivated because you're getting the right, information about your results. Okay. And secret number four today for this episode is all about, why are you doing this? You know, we talk about our why and, you know, what's the sort of motivation behind this, but it is very important for you to think about the big reason why you want to do this and spend some time. Look, we have some meditations on our client website, which helps our clients, you know, create some space sometimes and think about what their life could be like when they are where they want to be. And this is nothing to do with like being a slim person or being a certain weight. What I think is most important is that people get back to a place where they feel comfortable, where they feel their healthiest, where they feel empowered. And that isn't a number. That's a feeling, right? But when you're at that place, how is your life going to look? Because you look at it like this, so many people aren't living their lives fully because they don't feel comfortable in their bodies, right? They can't run around with their children at the park, okay? Maybe somebody is wanting to become a parent and they need to lose weight so that their body is able to get ready for pregnancy, okay? So what is the weight preventing in your life, and how will your life look? How different will your life look when you are where you want to be? It's not about a weight, it's about a feeling, right? And when you're there, what else are you going to do? Are you going to be more confident? Are you going to be more confident with your partner, your husband, in your relationship? Are you going to be more confident in your work? Are you going to put yourself forward for different promotions? Are you going to try different types of exercise because you don't have that fear of something happening when you try something? So it's very important to remember why you're doing this and what's on the other side. Okay, because remember that if you've struggled with your weight for a long period of time, it's your comfort zone. It is familiar, and for you, it might be easier to stay there, because that's all you know. But you have to be very mindful that, well, I believe that, you know, we're not living our fullest lives when we're always in our comfort zone. Okay, there's a time and place to stay in the comfort zone, but there's so much more that you would do if you didn't have these limitations, right? And one of your limitations could be your weight. So life can be even more juicy, even more interesting, even more fun when you can express yourself in any way that you want. And that's all about confidence. And you don't need to be a certain way to have confidence, right? But you need to feel something in your own body, okay? So think about why you're doing this and what's on the other side. How is your life going to benefit? What's going to change? Okay. So folks, that is episode 13 for you all. And as I said during the episode, I would love, love, love to hear your main takeaways from the episode. And another thing as well is I would really appreciate a review on iTunes. You can now leave reviews on our podcast. And I would really, really appreciate if you love the episodes that I'm bringing to you, if the information is really helping you. I would love to know the episodes that have helped you so much and what you do love about the podcast. And what I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is, and probably months moving forward, is picking some random people that leave reviews on the podcast and sending you a free copy of our Weight Loss Academy 12-week journal. So all you have to do is just leave a review under iTunes when you subscribe to the Goal Getter podcast, and then either send it to me on Instagram, so you can tag me in your stories. I am Anna Wallace. You can follow me, or you can send us by email as well. You can do it. So support@theweightloss-academy.com. But I'll put all the information in the show notes as well, so you can have a little nosy, and I would appreciate any review just to know, okay, what are the episodes that you really enjoy, and how you're enjoying these episodes moving forward as well, because it's always really important for me to hear what episodes you enjoy the most and what you actually gain from them. Okay, so don't forget to share with me in your stories, and I will definitely be picking. I think what I'll probably do is every month I'll pick one person that leaves a review, and I will get one of our Weight Loss Academy 12-week journals. I will get them sent. I will get one of them sent directly to your house. All right, folks, I will be back with another episode, and I will see you all very soon.